speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
The Sky News Centre at 8. England are just kicking off against holders Argentina in their attempt to reach a first World Cup final in 60 years. Joe Rawson is in Atlanta.
The next chapter in this historic rivalry is just getting underway. England looking to right the wrongs of Maradona's hand of God in 1986 and David Beckham setting up in 2002. Led by Harry Kane and Duke Bellingham, who've been heroes so far, they look to end the reign of the defending champions, who are captained by Lionel Messi, who's proven he still got it, even at the age of 39. A final date with Spain on Sunday is on the line. It's England versus Argentina.
These supporters in the city are full of confidence.
Honestly, this is the most exciting game of football I've ever seen in my life.
I think we just play our own game. We play good football.
I mean, I'm nervous. It's great atmosphere here. I think we'll be able to contain Messi. I think he will score that. Personally, I think we'll win 2-1. It's coming home. It's coming home, baby.
Elsewhere, Sir Keir Starmer's told the House of Commons he's proud to leave the country in better shape than he found it. He's been at his final Prime Minister's Questions, where he insisted he'll give his successor his wholehearted support. A man's been arrested on suspicion of sending threatening communications to an MP. It follows claims by Reform UK that its leader received a message from someone who said they were going to shoot him. Two asylum seekers have been jailed for 21 years for raping a woman on Brighton Beach last October. A third man who filmed it was given an 18-and-a-half-year term. The Education Secretary says she's not ruling out changing the voluntary aspect of social media curfews if it's found teens are turning off safety features. Under government plans, 16 and 17-year-olds will be prevented from accessing certain apps between midnight and 6 a.m. by default. And a coroner's ruled England World Cup winner Nobby Styles died with a brain condition caused by repeatedly heading a football. He passed away in 2020. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
Classic hits. The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
And the first couple of tracks in this hour are going to be from a couple of famous duos.
Love's romance.
Kite Radio.
You.
welcome back to the second and the final hour of tonight's 80s Rewind here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio with me, Simon Jobling. First up this hour was Womack and Womack with Teardrops, which was written and produced by the husband and wife team, Linda and Cecil Womack, with Linda, in fact, being the daughter of the legendary soul singer Sam Cooke, who, quite tragically, was murdered when she was just 11 years old. And I have to say, poor Linda, well, she had what is best described as a very complex family history in her early days. Well, the couple did and had had success as songwriters before this track. And before their first hit singing together, which was in 1984 with the track Love Wars. But this one, Teardrops, would be their biggest hit around Europe, top five, and got to number three here in the UK in 1988. And then we followed that, of course, with the Wham Boys and Freedom, which was written and produced by George Michael and was the follow-up to their first UK number one, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, and also followed George's solo smash hit, Careless Whisper. Well, this track came from the Make It Big album. It would also be a chart topper for 3 weeks and the 10th best-selling single of 1984. But now it's back to the music, and, well, we did hear from his sister in the last hour of the show, but now it's Jermaine Jackson's turn and Do What You Do. And, well, here's a little-known fact for you, I think. This was co-written by a guy called Ralph Dino, and he was the guy who wrote the Elkie Brooks hit Pearl's a Singer. Now, this would be Jermaine's first single after leaving Motown, and it would be one of just two big hits he would have here in the UK, and the highest charting one of the two got to number six in 1985.
Someone else have to pull you through.
classic 80s hits.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling on Red Kite Radio.
Changes everything, hands and faces, earth and sky. Love, love changes everything, how you live and how you die. Love can make the summer fly, or a night seem like a lifetime. Yes, love, love changes everything. Now I tremble at your name. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. Love, love changes everything. Days are longer, words mean changes everything. Pain is deeper than before. Love will turn your world around, and that world will last forever. Yes, love, love changes everything, brings you glory, brings you shame.
Second song on tonight's show from a musical, Michael Ball, and Love Changes Everything. And this one, it came from Lloyd Webber's Aspects of Love. Now, it's been covered by artists who range from Sting to Harry Secombe, but it was this version which would become Michael Ball's signature tune, stay in the chart for 15 weeks, and only be kept off the top in 1989 by Carney and Jason, and Especially for You. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we'll be back with Don't Pay the Ferryman, which was written and performed by Christa Berg, who was born in Argentina, although lived most of his life in Britain, and that was because his father was in the army. Well, Chris started in what could be called art rock music, but moved really more to a pop-orientated direction of music, and he signed his first music contract back in 1974, but would only really gain any international success with the album The Getaway about 7 years later. And this was his first UK chart single that came from that album. And Chris ended up probably a bigger star in some other countries, really like Norway and Brazil of all places, because he'd only had two top 10 hits here, but not this one because it only got to number 48 in 1982.
Red Kite Radio.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429 123. That's 429 123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Planning a new kitchen, it's exciting, but let's be honest, it can also feel daunting. Ripping out the old kitchen, deciding on a new one, then there's the fitting, the plastering, electrics, tiling, painting, flooring. It's overwhelming. But not with Ridgeway Interiors. We take care of it all, from design to installation and even the building work. We handle every step so you don't have to. With Ridgeway Interiors, you'll have a stunning new kitchen without the stress. All that's left for you to do? Enjoy it. Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
For Tame, Haddenham and Princess Risborough.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
This old house wants new children. This old house wants new wife. This old house was home of comfort as we focused on life. This old house wants rain laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she
This old house is getting old. This old house that's in the rain. This old house that's in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chilled. But I feel no, feel no pain.
Duncan Stevens there on your Red Kite Radio and This Old House, which was a tune written back in 1954 by one of America's first ever singing cowboys, a guy called Stuart Hamblin. And it was a chart topper back then for a lady called Rosemary Clooney. But Shaky, well, he took it as a title track for one of his albums. And Shaky, well, he was one of the most successful chart acts of the 80s. And has kept going, achieving a top 10 album as recently as 2020. Well, this was the first of his four number ones, this one in 1981. Now, if you would like to pose some questions or get some information from local councillors, there's a chance to meet up with them on the Tame Charter Market on the third Tuesday of the month. You can look out for their stall on Tuesday, the 21st of July. You can go over and have a chat with them, ask questions, and get more information about local initiatives. Next up for us, we're going to hear from Texas with I Don't Want a Lover, which was co-written by the excellent Charlene Spiteri from the band. And they formed in Glasgow back in 1986. But this was their debut single, and it started a long and illustrious career that has seen sales of over 40 million records, with their main success really coming in the late 90s and the early 2000s. But this was definitely the one that kicked it all off, at number 8 in 1989.
I don't want a lover, I just need a friend. You
Classic hits from the 1980s.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
Gotta write a classic. Gotta write it in an attic. Babe, I'm an addict now. An addict for your love. I was a street boy, and you was my best toy. Found it easy to annoy you, but you were different from the rest. And I loved you all the wrong way. Changed to another way. Would the difference make it? Would it be a classic? I gotta send it right away. Gotta write a classic. Gotta write it in an attic. Babe, I'm an addict. It seems I just keep living for dreams, and it's not what I mean. I mean, it's not what it seems. I just keep living for dreams. Gotta write a classic. Gotta write it in an attic.
Was classic, not my view, just the title of the song, which was written and produced by Adrian Gurwitz, who certainly came from a music industry family because his dad had been tour manager for Cliff Richard and the Shadows. But Adrian started guitar at the tender age of just 8 years old and was touring in bands by the age of 15, and that was through the late 1960s. In the 70s, he'd had gold albums with the Baker Gurvitz Army, but this was the title track of a solo album that he made, and this single, it was certainly his biggest, got to number 8 in 1982. Now, straight after a few messages from our advertisers, we're going to hear Lisa Stansfield and All Around the World, which is co-written by Lisa, and she said it was heavily influenced by Barry White. Well, the single came from her debut solo album, Affection, and the single ended up being Grammy nominated. It also won an Ivor Novello Award, and it would be her second solo chart hit, but her first number one, and that in 1989.
Red Kite Radio.
Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jeweller's on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Stick with Red Kite Radio, your truly local advertising resource. Don't waste money advertising to areas you cannot reach. There are 40,000 people in Bucks and South Oxfordshire who can hear your message when you advertise on Red Kite Radio. Call 01844 299 107 right now to hear just how cost-effective advertising is on Red Kite Radio.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7pm with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose, and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7pm, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
For Tame, Haddenham and Emmington.
Red Kite Radio.
I don't know where my baby is, but I'll find him somewhere, somehow. I've got to let him know how much I care. I'll never give up looking for my baby. So many things he didn't know, and I was so, oh, so bad. I don't think he's coming back. He gave the reasons he should go, and he said things he hadn't said before, and he was so, oh, so mad. And I don't think he's coming back.
Baby, but I'm gonna find.
Kite Radio.
And that was Yes and Owner of a Lonely Heart, which was written by the band, although primarily by Trevor Rabin, who said that he just about wrote the whole song from beginning to end while going to the toilet. Just once, I think, not sort of regularly. But it was produced by the legendary producer Trevor Horn, who had been a former vocalist in the band. It was a landmark single too for the prog rock boys, because it would be their one and only US number one, a worldwide hit, just a number 28 here in 1983. Now, we are almost out of time for the 80s Rewind. The 9 o'clock news beckons, but do stay with us after the news because we've got two more shows coming up tonight. From 9 till 10 o'clock, we've got Red Kite Country, and from 10 till 11 o'clock, we have the weekday wind down with Donald McFarlane. Now, I've got two tracks to take us up to that news at 9 o'clock, and we are going to finish with a classic, not Adrian Gervais, but U2, and I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Now, this came from the brilliant Joshua Tree album. The song ended up with two Grammy nominations, and it often appears in charts of the greatest songs of all time. Strange to think, but it was in fact a last-minute choice, really, as the second single to be released from the Joshua Tree, but it ended up the second consecutive US number one for U2 and a number six here in 1987. Just before that, we're going to hear from Voice of the Beehive and Don't Call Me Baby, which is written by the bands Bryn and Jones, with Tracy Bryn, the vocalist, saying she'd heard Robert Smith from The Cure saying he wanted to write a teen anthem, and with this track she tried to as well. And she also remembered a film where Anne Margaret said to Elvis Presley, "Don't call me baby." Well, it would be the Anglo-American alt-pop band's biggest hit here, number 15 in 1988. But that's all from me. We are done. Thanks so much for your company. I do appreciate it. And I really hope you can join me again next Wednesday on Red Kite Radio for the 80s Rewind. Have a great week. Good night for now.
Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.